The World Food Summit in Rome ended in disappointment with a weak commitment to reducing the billion hungry people in half by 2015, as called for in the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. An early setback in the three-day summit came when delegates refused to pledge $44 billion a year to promote agricultural projects in developing countries. The international aid agency Oxfam observed the near absence of wealthy country leaders at the food summit sent a troubling message. The group noted that the summit failed to identify ways for poor farmers to boost sustainable farming methods, while the agenda sought to increase biotech food production. The summit was called by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization to deal with the aftermath of the 2007-2008 food crisis, when prices for basic food staples spiked in poor nations. Food riots broke out in over 30 countries. Famine is now stalking East Africa, where 23 million people do not have enough food to eat. At the close of the summit, Oxfam denounced the gathering as a lackluster effort, offering what it labeled as crumbs to the world's hungry, currently estimated at one of every six people on Earth. In the Ukraine, fear over the outbreak of H1N1 swine flu has created a near panic. With 24-hour news channels playing up the death count from the flu, Ukraine Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, in a tight election fight with President Viktor Yushchenko, rushed to the airport to greet a shipment of Tamiflu. According to the Washington Post, over 1.5 million people in the Ukraine have gotten the flu in recent months, and over 350 people have died. The World Health Organization suspects most of these cases are swine flu, making the country the hot spot in Eastern Europe for H1N1. Other nearby nations are resisting taking strong action against swine flu. Belarus has accused drug companies of fanning fears about H1N1, and Hungary has rejected calls to provide swine flu vaccine to an anxious public. Fear about H1N1 in the Ukraine spiked after Prime Minister Tymoshenko shut down the nation's schools and banned public gatherings to contain swine flu. In response, citizens overran hospitals and pharmacies demanding flu medicine. Former dissident Semyon Gluzman says the panic of H1N1 is a predictable response to the country's dysfunctional healthcare system and ineffective and corrupt government. Life expectancy in the Ukraine is 10 years shorter than the average for the European Union. In the early 1980s, a Pakistani cargo plane left an airport in western China with enough weapons-grade plutonium to build two nuclear bombs. The shipments finalized an agreement dating back to 1976 between Mao Zedong and Pakistan Prime Minister Ali Bhutto. According to the Washington Post, the Chinese-Pakistani exchange was detailed in an 11-page memo by A.Q. Khan, the father of Pakistan's nuclear program. Khan has been under house arrest since 2004. The shipment of nuclear material came with a blueprint for a simple nuclear device that China had already tested. U.S. anti-proliferation officials believe Khan gave the nuclear blueprint to Iran and Libya. U.S. officials have known about the China-Pakistan exchange for 20 years, but have been reluctant to confront the Chinese over the incident and never disclosed it publicly. According to Khan, the deal made by Mao and Bhutto came 2 years after India successfully tested its first nuclear weapon. China and Pakistan have enjoyed close political ties since 1950. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.